We have many questions to ask Catherine again. Let me answer a few of them. One subscriber wrote in and asked about a very strange website about a North Carolina legal issue as it relates to the police, and I've tried to investigate it and can't really find an answer. I'll keep looking, but I can't promise. Second question, I ask this knowing there is no totally safe bank, but if you were going to put your money in a bank, where would you research the financial strength of various institutions, WEIS ratings? If you go to our bank local page at Solaria.com, we link to the WEIS ratings or the WEIS ratings, which I think are useful, but I often find them either out of date or off. So I think it's imperative to read the financial statements and take a hard look at the financials and check recommendations, because remember, the financials are only good as the quality of the people who govern, own, and manage the institution. So without knowing that the leadership is excellent, to me, the financials and the ratings don't necessarily mean that much. But I think the combination of those three things, you usually get a pretty good handle. I really encourage everyone to walk into banks, talk to people, ask questions. If a bank won't easily give you their financials, you don't want a bank there. So I'm always amazed at how a personal visit and a personal conversation with them about the bank can tell somebody, even someone who doesn't know finances at all, can get a very good intuitive feeling for the quality of the institution and the quality of the people who manage it. Next question. This article tells us that Facebook will now be requiring its users to download a new mobile app to send messages to their Facebook friends on their mobile devices. In addition, as part of the terms of service, you need to agree that Facebook can record audio, video, and take pictures through your mobile device, send messages to your contacts, and call them directly, and gain access to all of your communication records with everyone you've ever contacted through your mobile device. This is so frightening. I don't even know what to say. We posted in Let's Go to the Movies a documentary called Terms and Conditions, which I strongly recommend you watch. I think you know how I view Facebook. To me, Facebook is simply a mechanism whereby the intelligence agencies get the general population to update their dossiers and do it in a way that is profitable, as opposed to having paying contractors to do it in a way that is expensive. So this is kind of a for-profit way of keeping all your dossiers on the population updated. The notion that Facebook or that any of us should give a power to a private company, one that is as this porous with your data as is being described in the article that they linked to, and I put it up on the blog, is very, very frightening to me. So you need to make sure you and the members of your family that use Facebook don't do it through your mobile device. And I would simply say, I don't have a Facebook page. I got talked into it once by a group of subscribers, and once we got above a certain number of people following us on Facebook, the Facebook account got hacked, and that was it. I said, I'm off Facebook. So just beware when you get on Facebook, you're doing something potentially very dangerous. Last night, one of our subscribers had asked me to read Against Our Better Judgment, and I described briefly some of what I learned when I wrote the commentary, The Power of Law. It's by Alison Weir regarding the U.S. role in the creation of the State of Israel. Fascinating book, very well written, pulls together a lot of interesting source material and makes it very clear that we knew all along that when you turn over a country that's lived in by one people to another people who then immigrate in massive amounts and genocide the first people, this was all to be expected when it started. Now, if you live in the United States, that's the same way the United States got created. So I don't want to be the pot calling the kettle black, because taking over a country and genociding the people who are there is a very common theme throughout history. But Weir makes clear and Against Our Better Judgment that this was all known and expected when Israel was founded. So this is a problem that's been with us a long time. And if you want to understand the roots of what's happening in the Gaza today, I recommend it to you. Another question from a subscriber. Do we have Solaris subscribers in their area? Normally, we try and introduce people through the luncheons as we go around the country, but this is a very distinct, this is an island in British Columbia, so I will check and see if we have some others. We may be able, it's small enough that we may be able to do something quietly by email, so let's check.